system. Further, receiving and transiting sales revenue to the major segment. So the revenue comes in and it will convert into sales revenue. Further, the provision of support services. Obviously, when they are flying from Hyderabad, they may still have different point of contact or support services available within the states of Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, because not all the passengers who fly from Hyderabad and Emirates, as an example, who are ICT professional, are all hailing from Hyderabad. There may be another district around. So obviously, you need to have support for them. What should they do? Maybe a call center somewhere in Hyderabad, which will pick up phone calls coming in from different districts around there. Another role of distribution system is the service of market intelligence for producers. That's why when a distribution channel joins in the as a role of distribution, they would claim what is their market intelligence, how strong they are present in a specific market, or why should they be hired for that. So that may be used as part of major segment advertising and PR campaign. Also, distribution system, a medium for handling customer grievances or directing them to another source. This will also be the role of distribution channel. If it is beyond your approach to handle or to help, then you make up another scenario and highlighting and handling the customer's grievances. Not always a business is a smooth path. You come across various things, directing them to another source. Now we come and understand this from the function of tourism distribution channel. In the previous slide, we have explored quite a lot. So in general, some of the functions of tourism distribution channels are: check consumers' needs, requests, and expected experience. These are the functions. You have to remain connected with the customer through your distribution channel. So one of the functions would be the check consumers' needs. What is the need in this market? What are the requests and expected experiences? Then also collect tourism products from different producers and suppliers and according to the customer's interests and the taste. So distribution system will help in delivering this. When we'll come to GDS system, I will explain to you in detail about that, how this works, how the GDS as a global distribution system help. Likewise, if there is a booking engine for a particular product that has a demand spread around the world, so with the help of internet, the end user or through the distribution channel, they would have an access to that system all over, wherever there is an availability of internet. As simple as that. Then comes provision of various coordinated and continuous tourism product. Further, make easy the selling process by servicing and issuing issuing travel documents. So make easy for them as a selling process. So that's the function of the tourism distribution channel. You cannot make it so difficult. You have to make easy and accessible selling process. You may notice sometime a product marketed and would say, this is not available in XYZ state, or this price is only valid for so-and-so client. So then it becomes a difficult product for that market to be sold. So that has to be borne in mind, easy access of the product. Let's divide the distribution channel and see what are the components. Distribution system comprise of these parts: major segment, customers, and intermediaries. These are the three major parts or the component, major segments. Major segments, customers, and intermediaries. So business with product to sell, such as airline, hotel, and attractions, are often identified as major segment. Say, for example, airline, Air India, is sold all over India. Whether Air India flies from those small cities or flies from the nearby major airports or by connecting it with the domestic flight, they are all major segment. And simultaneously, hotel, they are all major segments. They have choice whether to sell direct to the customer or to achieve sales through one or more third parties known as agent or intermediaries. So once again, taking the count of the three parts of distribution channel, you have a major segment, which are hotel, as we said, we have said about airline, and then that has to go to customer, and that customer can either go directly to the major segment or take the help of intermediaries, meaning the travel agent or any appointed agent. Yeah, distribution channel used by the tour operator. Look at this chart in front of you. You have a tour operator here in the first left-hand side example given. Tour operator, especially planners of a tour operator, they would need to put this through a distribution channel. And they would need, especially major tour operators like CUNY, like International, Hapag-Lloyd, Thomas Cook, they are all tour operators. Then in the distribution comes the retail travel agent, who can approach the transport and accommodation suppliers. So transport and accommodation supplier will pick up distribution channel either through a tour operator or directly approach as a distribution channel to a retail travel agent, who in turn will sell it to the consumer. Look at the another scenario, tour operator directly using telesales, and they distribute to the customer. All are approaching customer through direct. The products are mentioned, the major product, which is transport, accommodation, hotel, etc. So tour operators sell them through special planning, or the whole retailer goes down to them, buy from them, or tour operator directly using telesales through their own telesales team and go to the customer, or tour operator, second step, retail travel agent, who sell it to the customer. So in this, in distribution channel, there is the tour operator, the example I gave first, is tour operator directly selling to the customer And the second one, the retail travel agent directly coming and buying from it. And then obviously they have customer to buy. The third step is a tour operator designing, a tour operator making transport and accommodation companies as a major segment and go down to the customer. Another example, tour operators publish it as a wholesaler consolidator and then offer it to retail travel agent who buys from tour operator, the retail travel agent as a distribution channel, tour operator as a distribution channel, and it finally reaches to the customer. Another scenario here, home worker retail travel agent. And this is very popular around the world, especially in Western countries, where it's an office work from home, they call it. And the home worker is a retail travel agent with the capacity of buying in bulk from the transport. They would go directly to the end user. And the third scenario and the last scenario here is tour operator selling it to the online travel agent and the online travel agent finally sent it to the customer. So we have seen different distribution channel used by tour operators selling transport and accommodation. After going through that graph and that chart, you have noticed what are distribution channel and how they literally work. Now, distribution channel used by the tour operator translated here in more explanation. Imagine a scenario where a tour operator sells it direct to a consumer. An end user is getting interested in the product of a tour operator through telesales or email marketing, or they address it to walk-in who just come in by reading the ad or knowing about the wholesaler or a tour operator. He walks in straight. All the awareness is created by the call center where direct customer is approached by a tour operator. And the last scenario is you have an online engine where through online engine, you make your booking. So these are direct to the consumer, which means B2C. Now here we come the second indirect, which means B2C or B2B2C. So the tour operator, instead of selling the product, they generate the product, they create the product, they create awareness of the product through marketing campaign and various sources through sales promotion. It is accepted, bought by travel agent or an online travel agent, and then or through incentive travel companies or meeting and convention planner or MICE planner. All these are intermediaries. And finally, all of them sell it to the end user, which could be a passenger, which could be a group of people, which could be an event. And all these are indirect source of sale. Now it depends what type of a choice one has to understand from tourism distribution channel. So the tour operator who is producing the product need to assess carefully their channel option by having due diligence on the following factors. So diligence, accuracy, care has to be taken. And what are the factors that they have to be careful about? The cost. That includes consideration of the commission and cost involved in the distribution of the marketing material. Do they work on a fixed cost and then markup by the tour operator, or they give the price and the distribution through the travel agent to the end user earn that revenue, or it is sold at a non-commissionable price where the distributor add up the markup to what their choice is, as a fixed service charge or as a percentage. All are, of course, linked to the cost. Then, of course, the control, specifically the degree of control the operator wishes to have in the distribution of their products. Let's take the example. Selling directly ensures that information given to potential customer is accurate, because in the filtering, going through one hand to second hand to third person who is an end user, sometimes the accuracy is challenged, which may be particularly important for a specialist operator. So something which is not promised by the tour operator in course of distribution channel may emerge and become part of the product which is actually not. Or some perception would be obtained and realized. So all this choice of tourism distribution, starting from the cost, coming to control, and then service. There are people who still, despite knowing that this product comes from XYZ, who is the origin of the product, will still need a travel agent for the type of service, for the type of professionalism, for the time available with the distribution channel staff or the team that's selling the product. The end user is happy with them. They don't mind paying little extra money or getting price higher than a distributor, it himself or herself or a group. The choice is the service element, or somebody who worked from home, as we saw in the graph there, somebody home operator is having enough of time, and with the personal contact with the end user, they will be able to provide you service at your doorstep. So the level and quality of service can be controlled if operators sell directly to their customer. Of the service provider, when using third party such as travel agent, and then comes the consumer, the target market and their preference. So consumer would be the target market in case if you are entering into such market. And then, of course, the resource commitment. How much support can they offer to travel agent? If they can offer support, some of the new travel agent who enter the market will buy, and then they will add up their own service, their own expertise, their own knowledge at their own offices or at the end user's place. They would offer this. So choice of distribution channel would depend. Certain product that doesn't need any help, they don't need any help, such product will be bought directly from the provider, creator. As against a product that needs attention, service, information, assistance, guidance, it is better to, a lot of passengers believe, is better to buy from a travel agent. For example, visa-related rules, validity of documentation, destination in itself, exploration, some more detail about the weather, about the culture, the ethical part. All this, a professional tour operator may not be able to have time for all that. That's why they are working on commission basis. And the agent earns that commission as a distribution channel and support the end user. So that comes in the resource management. How much support can they offer?